Mara clenched her teeth, throwing a look at her sleeping prisoner. So, Thrawn hadn't been fooled. He knew Skywalker was here, and was waiting to take them both. With a vicious effort, she stifled the fatigue-fed panic rising in her throat. No, Thrawn didn't know. At least, not for sure. He only suspected. If he'd known for sure, there wouldn't have been anyone left back at the camp to send her this message.
The story Captain Hart told the Imperials was that a former employee stole valuable merchandise and tried to escape with a current employee named Jade in pursuit. He suggests that since he never specified Jade as being a woman, that perhaps you and Mistress Mara could switch roles when you leave the forest.
Right, Mara muttered under her breath. If Card thought she was going to cheerfully hand her blaster over for Skywalker to stick in her back, he'd better try thinking again.
At any rate, he says he and Captain Solo are working out a plan to try to intercept you before the stormtroopers do. If not, they will do their best to rescue you from them. I'm afraid there's nothing more I can say at the moment. Captain Card has put a 1-minute real-time limit on this message to prevent anyone from locating the transmission point. He wishes you good luck. Take good care of Master Luke, R2, and yourself, too.
The image vanished, and the droid's projector winked out. Mara shut down the communicator, setting the antenna spool to begin winding the balloon back down. It's a good idea, Skywalker murmured. She looked sharply at him. His eyes were still closed. I thought you were faking, she spat, not really truthfully.
Not faking,
he corrected her sleepily.
Drifting in and out.
It's still a good idea. She snorted. Forget it. We'll try going a couple of kilometers north instead, circling out and back to Hilliard from the plains. She glanced at her chrono, then up through the trees. Dark clouds had moved in over the past few minutes, covering the blue sky that had been there. Not rain clouds, she decided, but they would still cut rather strongly into what was left of the available daylight.
We might as well save that for tomorrow,
she said, favoring her ankle again as she got back to her feet.
You want to get... Oh, never mind,
she interrupted herself. If his breathing was anything to go by, he drifted off again, which left the task of putting camp together up to her. Terrific.
Stay put,
she growled to the droid. She turned back to where she dropped the survival kit. The droid's electronic shriek brought her spinning back around again, hand clawing for her blaster, eyes flicking around for the danger. And then, a heavy weight slammed full onto her shoulders and back, sending hot needles of pain into her skin and throwing her face first to the ground. Her last thought, before the darkness took her, was to wish desperately that she'd killed Skywalker when she'd had the chance.